current affairs with an Islamic perspective, an alternative to the mainstream narrative, establishing the truth. This is News Right Now.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to this week's segment of News Right Now, Two-State Delusion. France and Saudi Arabia have recently held a conference at the United Nations headquarters where they discussed the implementation of a two-state solution for the genocide in Palestine. In this conference, the New York Declaration was presented, which was sent to 193 UN members to endorse. They will have until early September to endorse the declaration before the world leaders gather. So far, the European Union and the Arab League declared their endorsement of this declaration. Bonafont, the French ambassador, quote, "We say to those who are hostile to Israel, the way to peace is certainly not to deny the right of existence to Israel. This is the way to perpetual war," end quote. And also said, quote, "And the real way to defend the Palestinians is to give them a state. And the only way to give them a state is a two-state solution. And we have demonstrated concretely that this solution exists and is feasible," end quote. Through this declaration, it is asked of Hamas to make compromises, which are deadly. They will have to not only put down their weapons and agree to a ceasefire, but they will also have to surrender Gaza to the Palestinian Authority, PA. And when the PA takes control, Palestine will be demilitarized, allowing the Jewish entity to control the borders and what comes in and out of their version of what Palestine is to become, where Palestine will only consist of 22% of land, while the Jewish entity will take the rest of the 78% of land. French Foreign Minister Jean-Noël Barrot said, quote, "For the first time, Arab countries and those in the Middle East condemn Hamas, condemn October 7th, call for this armament of Hamas, call for its exclusion from Palestinian governance, and clearly express their intention to normalize relations with Israel in the future," end quote. Once again, diplomatic rhetoric given by the West to further Western agendas. What have we learned from our past experiences with these international laws? What do we actually accomplish? Simply put, nothing but Western agendas. The Jewish entity has violated many of the so-called international laws, and within the declaration it is stated, quote, "There is no justification for breaches in grave violation of international law, including international humanitarian law, and we stress the need for accountability," end quote. In what way will they be held accountable? The Jewish entity has been committing a genocide against the people of Gaza for almost 2 years. Within the West Bank, they have violated many international laws till this day. What accountability do they speak of? They can't take the devious Netanyahu to court because he is in quote-unquote war. So when he is done and all the people of Gaza are gone, will they then come to punish him? Where is the justice of these so-called international laws? The lives of the people living within Palestine are used as pawns in their international political games.
رأيتهم تعجبك أجسامهم وإن يقولوا تسمع لقولهم كأنهم خشب مسندة يحسبون كل صيحة عليهم هم العدو فاحذرهم قاتلهم الله أنى يؤفكون.
And when you see them, their forms please you, and if they speak, you listen to their speech. They are as if they were pieces of wood propped up. They think every shout is against them. They are the enemy, so beware of them. May Allah destroy them. How are they deluded? Surah Al-Munafiqun, Ayah 4. The only solution to truly hold these genocidal leaders accountable is to not give Palestine a state, but to actually take Palestine back. The only way of doing so is the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered, which is through jihad. To have our brave Muslim armies fight against their armies and take back the land. Then, not only will we liberate Palestine, but we will reunify all of the Muslim lands under a unifying Islamic Khalifa, Caliphate state. That way, none of these quote-unquote international laws will guide the world into darkness. Instead, the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring nur, light, to the world, bringing true justice to the world. Through the sharia of Islam, we will hold these genocidal puppets and their masters to account immediately. Jazakum Allahu khayran for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.